That's my favorite Christmas hymn. You read through that thing and it's just rich with scripture. Charles Wesley, probably one of the greatest hymn writers. Oh, Children's Church, sorry about that. You're dismissed, children, for Children's Church. But you look through that thing and so much is just lifted right out of the pages of the scriptures, emphasizing the great doctrines of Jesus Christ and who he is and what he's done for us. I'd like you to turn your Bibles this morning to Psalm chapter 91. Psalm chapter 91, and we're going to read in just a moment this chapter. I'm going to speak this morning about dwelling in the secret place. You know, we live in one of the most advanced and prosperous nations of the world. We've got so much to enjoy, the freedoms, the opportunity that's here. And people from all over the world are striving to get here, even risking their lives oftentimes, and arrest, of course, just for a chance to partake of the things that we oftentimes take for granted in this country. Amen. We are so blessed. Yet in spite of that, many who are born into the privilege of this country don't appreciate it and spend millions of dollars and all kinds of time medicating themselves and doing counseling and everything else because they don't enjoy what we have. Amen. Or this life that we have as a gift from our Creator. You know, the Bible is a very rich repository of knowledge that God has given us to help us on our journey through this life. Let me just read one verse here. In Romans 15, it says this. If you want to turn here, fine. If not, that's all right. In Romans 15, or verse 4, the Apostle Paul said this, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." So this book is given to us by God to help us to navigate through this life so that we don't have to go to the counselors. And not certainly maybe there's times when people need that. I'm not in any way criticizing that, but God has given us the resources that we need to be able to get through, to be able to finish the journey well. And the book of Psalms is filled with many passages that are people over the years have found great help and comfort and strength from. You've got Psalm 46 and Psalm 91 and Psalm 23 and it just amazing as the psalmist pours out his heart to God through this book. The things that he addresses, the problems he faces, the dangers he faces, and pouring out his heart, and then speaking about how God has been there to help him through those difficult times. Many passages are a great source of help and comfort. And in these, all the scriptures, God gives us the prescription for a secure, confident, fearless, and victorious living. Amen. So let's read Psalm 91, and then we'll go from there with the message this morning. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." I mean, do you ever stop and take time to just really think about what God's saying? Certainly, he used human authorship to write these words, but it was God speaking through these individuals. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thee, thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because He has set His love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The dwelling place. God's provided for us a safe place, a refuge from these storms of life. There's no question that things are in turmoil right now. Uncertain where this whole thing is going to go as far as our nation and the world as a whole, with the things heating up over in the Mideast and you know, other places as well. I mean, that thing can blow any time, folks. I know there's been a peace treaty signed, but those people don't care about peace treaties. They'll lie to your face. That's Islam. There's a law in Islam called taqiyya. And basically what it is this. It's all right to tell an infidel a lie if it furthers their purpose. And they have done it repeatedly. So any agreement means nothing. But we're not to be concerned about those things. Should we be aware of that? Yes. Watch what's going on? Yes. Especially because it means we might be getting out of here soon. But listen, that not ought not to disturb us. And God has given this secret place, this dwelling place, to be able to remove ourselves from all of those things and to be at peace, to be at rest. That's what God desires for us. He calls it, he that dwelleth in the secret place. You know, that's not an occasional visit. That's something that ought to be our habit. A place where we inhabit. A place of connection. A place of abiding. A place of comfort. Look at John chapter 15. You might want to keep your finger in Psalm 91, but turn over to John chapter 15. This discussion in John 15 is about the vine and the branches. Jesus Christ is our vine. We are branches affixed to that vine. Verse 4 in John 15, he says this, "Abide in me, and I in you." You could say, "Dwell in me." Same thing, same thought. "Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Amen. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Without him, we can do nothing. You know, that's probably one of the most important truths for a believer to get a hold of. Yes. That we need to be totally dependent upon God. And that dependent comes as we abide. We dwell in that secret place of the Most High under the shadow of the Almighty. Think about that. He's our protection. He's our shield. He's there for us. The secret place of the Most High. It suggests seclusion, quiet, privacy, and peace. And that trip home on Sunday night, Monday, it was quiet. Well, I had, you know, the radio on some, but there was a lot of quiet times too. What a sweet time of fellowship you can have with God. Even traveling down the highway at bleep miles an hour. But any place can be that secret place. We can enter that secret place anywhere, under any circumstance. But God provides that for us. And you think about, there's, I think, at least three applications of those places we ought to dwell. The first and foremost is in His Word. To draw the strength, the wisdom, the instruction that God has provided us in this book. The second, obviously, is in that abiding with Him in prayer. That relationship that we have with God. He tells us, come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. That's a secret place. And we ought to oftentimes get alone, get away from everything else, and just quiet alone with God. And it could be in a closet. It could be in your study. It could be in your bedroom. It could be in your living room. But just anywhere where you shut everything else off, get away from everything else, and alone with God. We sang that hymn of Charles Wesley this morning. And he wrote, I don't know how many, many, many hymns that he wrote. But you read through some of those hymns. You listen to the words that he wrote. It was more than just putting words down on a piece of paper that hopefully rhyme and sound good together and sound good when people sing them. There's truth there. And there's biblical truth there that came from a personal relationship with God, abiding with Him. We need to have that, folks. Amen. And I fear too oftentimes Christians don't even begin to enter in to that secret place. We fill our lives with all kinds of things and all kinds of activities, and God just gets pushed in a corner. He's not a part of what we're doing, what's going on in our life. So you got Bible, you got the prayer, you got church. This is an important time. This is not of man's devising. This is of God. God established the church. He established people to come together in fellowship, in comforting one another, in helping one another, in praying for one another. That's one of those secret places that God has given to us. And too oftentimes we discount the importance of these things. We place other things of more importance in our lives than the things which God has provided for us to help to navigate through this life of ours. It's a place that we don't come into by accident. These things we enter into on purpose, deliberately. Look at Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, beginning in verse 28. A passage especially important to me and value to me that I came across before I was saved. In that those days before I got saved that led me to it. But you read these words, Jesus speaking again, "Come unto me." See, there's that invitation. I want you here. I want you to come. I want you to come to be with me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. And he says, come in and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Which yoke are you in this morning? Is it beating you down? Is it knocking you to the ground? Is it just destroying you? You got the wrong yoke. Because he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I want to give you rest unto your souls. We miss all this because we don't abide under the shadow of the Almighty in that secret place which he has provided for us. It's the dwelling place that God's given. There's divine protection that's suggested in this thing as well. God's word, as I mentioned, provides us the things to protect us. You know, you read through the scriptures, and there's so much there. You know, God says, look, here's some things you ought to avoid in your life. Here's some things you ought to have in your life. And if we choose to choose the things God tells us to avoid and ignore the things that God wants us to have, that yoke ain't easy. That burden's not light. But if we'll listen to what God tells us, and certainly there's some general things throughout the scriptures that apply to every believer, but you know, there's some things that God says, hey, you, this is for you. You yourself need to pick this one up or let this go. That place of protection found in his word. Look at verse, let's just read several verses here. Verse 3 of Psalm 91. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. There's some snares, there's some traps in this life. That if we're not careful, if we don't avoid those things, they're going to harm us. God doesn't forbid things just because he wants to see us squirm and suffer and make life miserable. He wants just the opposite. And he says, if you want that life, that easy life, that easy yoke, then you need to watch out for these things. Don't touch them. Don't look on them. Don't go near them. Stay away. There is a snare there. The noisome pestilence is disease. God even promises to protect us from disease. Verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers. Now for Eileen, that's probably not a comforting thought. If you don't know, she has a petrifying fear of feathers or anything that is feathered. But for the rest of us, probably we can find some comfort in this. And under his wings shalt thou trust. What an image. that God just spreads out and puts his wings over us in that secret place. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. His word. That's that protection. That's that help. That's that comfort that we need. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Boy, there's a lot of things that people worry about in this life. God says, I've not given you the spirit of fear. Trust me. Rest in me. Be delivered from whatever it is that you fear. Verse 6, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. See, a lot of the things in this world are the punishment for the wicked. A lot of times you think, wow, man, why is everybody so wicked and they get away with so much? It only seems that way. It's coming. It may not be in this life, but judgment's coming. But for the child of God, we've got his protection. And that doesn't mean things may not be difficult for us in this life. But God's given us stuff to help us through that. And when it's over, it's all glorious. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Yeah, there's going to be some weeping for a night. But joy cometh in the morning, the word says. And in the meantime, we've got the strength that God provides for us. I want to look at a bunch of scriptures now, just along this thought. Look at Ephesians 6 and verse 18. People complain sometimes because I use too much scripture. Well, suck it up, buttercup. Because I think it's important. I value this book. And I want you to know it. Be familiar with it. And stop and think about what God's given us in this word. Here in Ephesians 6 and verse 18, the Bible says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying always. And I know I'm by far the perfect example of what a Christian or a pastor ought to be. And too often times I fail right here. Because I don't pray always. And I'm into some mess and suddenly it occurs to me, oh, God, help. And you know what? God's glad to hear from me. Amen. Even if it's a little late. He says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Look at Philippians 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing. So what should I worry about? What should I be full of care about?
Nothing.
But in everything, here we go again, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. But then look what he says. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He says, here's the escape. You give it to me. Cast your burden upon me. Get into my yoke. And even though your trial, your trouble, your heartache, whatever it be, may not go away, you'll still have my peace to sustain you through whatever troubled waters you might be facing. Look at Psalm 37. Psalm chapter 37. Verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way, though he fall. We do sometimes. He shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. 50 years since I came to know Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I look back on some of the things in my life, and each time I look back, it becomes more and more clear of God. Even when I might not have been yielded to it, God was directing my steps. I won't go into detail on things this morning. I'm running out of time quickly here, but I'm just amazed at the things that God has done, the things that God put together in my life to bring me to this place right here, right now. And hopefully to be a help and a benefit to you folks also. But it's amazing as the God has each step of the way. A kid that knew nothing but a love for cars and getting into trouble. And God saved me and took me to Tennessee Temple to go to Bible college. And then moved me to Rochester, New York to finish. And then out to Kansas to pastor. And then back here. And all along the way, it's just so amazing when you think about some of those things. Those steps. Look at Psalm 40, verse 2. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. Amen. Out of the miry clay. And set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Psalm 119, verse 133. Psalm 119, 133. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. God, just help me to keep following. Help me to keep searching and yielding to what you want. Taking the steps you want me to take, avoiding the ones you don't want me to take. Guiding me on the way. Look at Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 9. He that covereth a transgression, that's not right. Getting the right chapter, Gardner. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. I mean, you ever been about to do something or make some decision and you're ready to pull the trigger and something stops you and takes you another way? It's God. Now, sometimes we blow through the stop sign. And then it's, uh-oh. But when you listen to that still, small voice, it's God directing your way. Chapter 4, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Think about what you're doing, why you're doing it, where you're going, and what the outcome might be. You know, David had a situation when he was being pursued by King Saul. And he went to a city called Keilah, and he was hiding out there, and he heard that Saul was in the area. And he began to pray, and he says, Lord, will Saul come to Keilah? Yes, he will. Will the men of Keilah deliver me up to Saul? Yes, they will. So David left. But that thing, see, he looked to God. What do I do, God? What's the right thing? There's no way David could know the outcome of what was going to happen. So in the secret place, under the shadow of the Almighty, he sought God's counsel. And God gave it. And God will still do the same thing for us today. God's protection. There's so many things we don't see, we can't see coming. God says, here, I want to protect you. Go back to Psalm 91 now. He talks about how God's protection through the verses from verse 9 down to verse 14. And things that we're going to escape and things that God's going to do for us. But then verse 14, he says, because he, that is you and I, has set his love upon me, that is a God, therefore will I deliver him. I need to love God. I need to love him with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, and all my strength. He says that's the first commandment. The second is to love your neighbor as yourself. But God says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver. Is God that important in your life? I mean, even more important than your spouse, more important than your kids, more important than your job, more important than your hobbies, more important than anything else in your life. Do you love him like that? He says, I'll deliver you. I will set him on high. Because he hath known my name, that name that we call upon in prayer. But secondly, he says this, verse 15, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Oh, folks, how important that time of prayer with God is. We should try to start every day with it. Am I telling you to spend 2 hours in prayer every day? Well, that'd be good. But even if it's 5 minutes, start the day with God. The first step, make it the right one. Even if it's just a few minutes. End the day with God. And punctuate the day throughout in prayer and talking to God. Call upon him, he says. And I will deliver you. And I will honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, that we would learn the importance of this dwelling in this secret place of the Most High. Amen. Under the shadow of the Almighty. Because he will keep us and protect us. I will say of the Lord, verse 2, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Let's stand for prayer.